Joining us in the studio, ISU volleyball coach Leah Johnson. Hi, Leah.
Hi, great to be here.
Congratulations on your trip out to Arizona. You guys did very well for yourself.
Thank you. Yeah, we went 3-0 and won all three matches in three straight sets, beating New Mexico State, William & Mary, and then University of Arizona on their home court to finish the tournament.
What do you do with all the spare time you have after winning in straight sets?
Well, in Arizona, we go look at the mountains, and we eat In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, there you
we
go.
We sure did. We celebrated. The team tricked us into a good celebration, but otherwise, it's just back to volleyball.
All right, the In-N-Out Burger. Let's talk
about
that.
Yeah.
Are you good? Really?
It's delicious. Really? Well, there was a big debate in the van on the way out that they thought Five Guys was still better, and I was insistent in disagreeing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because I only have it ever so often.
You had Whataburger?
Oh, yeah. I've had a Whataburger.
Whataburger or...
I'm going to go In-N-Out.
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 Which one has the very little, small menu? I mean, it's basically...
That's In-N-Out Burger.
That's
you get three choices.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Delicious. Right. And the team loved it. So we celebrated in style, and it was worth it.
All right, cool. Were they? You weren't going to go there had you lost?
Well, that wasn't the plan, but we usually try to eat well and feed our bodies well. But I got a text message from another van from some of the seniors with an ice cream cone. So I was like, all right, it's a deal.
It's like Little League Baseball.
I sound so soft. I need to toughen up, I think.
We're going to go to A&W if you
All
right. So just sum up in a nutshell, you're entering conference play.
Right, right.
How you feel about what you did this first phase of the
season?
Yeah,
well, really well. For us, it was about making progress each weekend. So we started 1-2, 1-2, then went 2-1 at SLU, or excuse me, at our home tournament, and then went out to Arizona and go 3-0. And if you look at each of our statistical categories, we've improved in every single, relative category. And so attack percentage is better, blocks per set, digs per set, kills per set. So we're earning more and more of our own points, which is really fun because that's controlled on our side of the net. We don't have to rely on our opponents. So finishing out 3-0 to open up conference season is a really good place to be for us.
All right. And you're opening up against... What team is this?
That one team down south. I don't know.
Missouri State. That's
right.
That's where you came
from. They ring a bell.
Missouri State. How about that?
Yeah, it's a fun irony how that all works out, right? So I'll get to play against my alma mater and also my mentor, Melissa Stokes, who coached me and I coached with for 2 years as well. So it's a great opening, and they've had a great run. They've been playing. They knocked off Ohio State, a top 25 program. The conference is doing so well right now. Northern Iowa just beat number 10, Nebraska. And they've beat four top 25 teams. And so it's, as usual, one of the best conferences in the country.
So have you had a chance to talk to your mentor? I mean, do you guys have conversations? Maybe you have questions?
Yeah, we talk a lot. This is one of those weeks where we haven't had as many conversations, because we're obviously scouting one another and preparing our own teams for competition. But each week we typically will check in and ask about the other teams. How is everyone performing? How are you feeling? And honestly, it's about just making each other better, because if we're better, the Valley gets better. And then we're getting more postseason bids. And so ultimately, that's the number one goal as a conference. But this week's probably been a little lower key in that regard, for sure.
All right, so it's Missouri State, and that game is Friday. What time is it?
Yeah, Friday at 7, and then we turn around and play SIU Saturday at 7 as well at home.
All right, and you've got some beach theme coming up here for the Missouri State game.
Yeah,
right?
It's Surf's Up, and if you show up, I believe it's you get a T-shirt, and it's a Hawaii beach theme. And so for all fans to come and have fun and get a little rowdy for that game, it's a big one. They were preseason picked first.
According to the Go Redbirds website,
yes,
I am encouraged to show up in beach attire.
We'd love to see you in your flip flops.
You do not want to see me in beach attire.
I would.
There
you know
should
what?
Be a law.
It would make my day to
happening.
See you in beach attire.
Well, I have flip flops on now. That's
okay.
As close as you're going to get.
Okay, check. You've checked the box.
All right. So both nights, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, yes, and we'd love to see everyone there. Let's get the arena filled and make sure Missouri State knows that, the Redbirds where it's at.
Yeah, make it such a pain as it was when you were coming here.
That's
with
the absolute
week,
truth.
You talked about the fans and how they were, what did you refer to them as? They were...
Well, they ingrained
annoying.
In my head. Yeah, I forget what I said, but it is. It's a polite annoyance, absolutely.
And real quick, because we'll talk about it again, we'll see you before then, Pack the Arena night set for October 7th.
Yes, against Valparaiso.
Yeah.
And new to the conference, so we'll give them a nice loud welcome as well.
All right, Leah, good luck this weekend.
Hey, my pleasure. Go, you Redbirds.